This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, January 10th, God's word to you today is equipped. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 124, verse 2, 3, and 6, from the King James Version, and it says, "If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth." It is truly alarming how some people depend on the approval of other human beings. There are people that just want people to like them, and they are willing to do anything to secure that. I pray you find favor in the sight of men in Jesus' name. However, do not be deceived. Not everyone will like you. You are in the current position that you occupy in your office or in the marketplace purely by God's grace. Whether you believe it or not, there are 7 or 10 other people that think they are better qualified to occupy your current position. The question to you is, do you think they are praying or having vigils just for you to succeed? Years ago, I entered into a great organization, and in 4 years, the person I was reporting to and the other people I met in the organization were reporting to me. Do you think they were excited about this turnaround? Even though I hung out with them a lot, I was not aware of the hostility. Then one day, something happened in the organization, and one of them saw an opportunity to take my job, and I saw the persons in true color. You have to understand that hostility is normal, so be prepared for war. You have to know how to thrive, even in a hostile environment. In a football match, for example, at the end of every game, one team will rejoice, while the other team will lament. That is how the game has been set up. The question is, which team do you want to be? I have made up my mind to be on the winning team. I started playing the game of golf some years ago. I said to my first coach to focus on teaching me how to play because I already know how to win. He did not quite understand what I was saying. A lot of people know how to play, but not all of those who know how to play know how to win. Life is not about knowing how to play alone. You must know how to win, and how to win is a transferable skill. God wants to infuse winning into you. A winner is a fighter. Everyone that has taken the position of a champion has fought to attain that position. Champions are champions because they have gone through a lot of assault and have emerged on top. Do you know how many punches Muhammad Ali endured before he earned the title the greatest of all time? In fact, one of the health challenges he had to deal with in his later years was because he had taken too many punches. You are fully equipped, so go out there to fight and to win. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, let my courage be deeply rooted in this truth. The Lord is with me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.